you will never get this.
Just try me.
Okay, there are three doors in front of you.
Oh, I love this kind of thing.
You won't get the answer.
I bet I do.
It's really hard. Until you work it out, then you'll kick yourself.
Okay, three doors, go on. Oh, I love this.
And there are two guards.
For three doors?
Or is it three guards?
And two doors.
No, that wouldn't work. I remember, it goes door, guard, door, guard, door.
The guards are guarding the spaces?
The doors. They guard the doors they're adjacent to.
So the middle door is...
double guarded. Spot on, you're catching up. Now, one of the doors leads to freedom.
Naturally.
And another leads to...
freedom from what?
You're standing in front of three doors.
What, in a prison?
A medieval dungeon or some such.
With an orthodox policy on releasing prisons.
Go with it.
Oh, I'm so going to work this out.
You will not work this out. To continue, the second door leads to death. Horrible, painful death by burning or being eaten or something.
I'm imagining a dragon.
Perfect. A dragon who burns you a bit, then eats you a bit, and so on. Long, drawn-out, terrible death.
Okay, so the third door?
This is the bit that always gets people. You're so going to kick yourself when you don't get this.
Bring the noise.
Behind the third door is a car. Or is it a booby prize? You're so absolutely going to kick yourself.
A car?
Yes. The thing is, if you change your mind about the doors, is it more or less likely that you win the car?
Win the car?
Win the car.
What kind of dungeon gives away cars as prizes?
I think I'm getting this right. Which door do you choose?
Whoa, slow down. Once I've chosen a door, the guards open it?
Yes, unless you're choosing it to eliminate it, in which case they lock it, so you don't see what you would have won.
Then how do I work out what's left?
It's something about fractions.
Right. So the doors are currently closed but unlocked?
Which is why they have to be guarded. Ah, another thing about the guards. One guard lies and one tells the truth.
About what?
About everything. The doors, the car, dragon, each other, fractions, locks, prizes, the fox and the chicken.
What fox and chicken?
This is where it gets really clever. One guard has a fox and the other has a chicken. And if you mistakenly choose the boob prize, the guard lets go of the chicken to get his key out so that when he opens the door, bang!
What?
Guess what the booby prize is?
A bag of grain?
And how long is that going to last with a chicken on the loose?
Point. Can the dragon eat the car?
No, but the fox might eat the chicken.
But only if both guards let go of them.
Exactamundo. And why would both guards have to do that?
Because they both got keys to the middle door.
Good stuff. Keep thinking.
So I should never choose middle door.
Think laterally. Laterally.
I should choose the middle door.
Because...
if the fox eats the chicken, then...
nearly there.
The green is safe.
Houston, we do not have a problem.
Right. So is my main priority escaping to freedom or saving some grain which may or may not be there? Or winning the car? Or not being eaten?
Okay, good question. Do you want to ask the guard who lies?
Would that be helpful?
It's part of the rules.
Is my motivation the desire for personal freedom, in salvation, material gain, or dragon avoidance?
He says, I don't know.
How can I don't know be a lie? That makes no sense.
Of course it makes sense. It's a lie because he does know what the answer is, but he's lying by saying he doesn't know. Try it again.
Oh, I know. If I asked the other guard exactly the same question, what would he say?
Ah, clever.
Got you there, yeah?
Certainly have.
Well, what's the answer?
I don't know.
Wait, stop. Something's just occurred to me. Neither of us have got girlfriends.
Is that relevant?
I'm beginning to think it might be.